Very well. Here you go. Please be careful, though. It's pretty fragile, and I'd hate to have to call your parents for money, should you cause any harm.
Before he even reached for it, Khan knew he'd gotten lucky. The piece was definitely old, and his skin was on fire before his fingers were fully around it. Then, as he stared at it with something like delight and something like terror, he gently squeezed. There was a flash. There was darkness. There was a blurry image. Carr tried to focus, but it was no use. And in some ways, the fog added to his terror. He saw a lanky figure dressed in reddish brown. And though he couldn't make out the face, he most definitely saw jagged teeth and bleeding eyes. Carr tried to convince himself that the eyes weren't really bleeding, that it was just a normal Pawan. But he couldn't be sure. It was almost enough to make him let go of the staff back in the real world. But before he could react, the Pawan blurted out,
"Greetings, young Jedi. What brings you to our remote sanctuary?"
Carr quickly turned to see whom he was talking to, wondering if his body was turning in Skonto's shop as well. And suddenly, he saw him. A man wearing, from what he could tell, a brown belted robe. An actual Jedi Knight. At first, Carr couldn't hear him, but his voice came in very clear, very suddenly.
"Unfortunately, the war."
Carr wheezed and blinked furiously. The image skipped and jumped in time.
"With your kind permission," the Jedi continued, "I should like some fuel and to use your city as a base as I search nearby systems for General Grievous."
"He is here,"
Tion Maiden whispered as he stepped closer to the Jedi.
"We are being held hostage. They are watching us."
For a moment, Carr thought Maiden was referring to him, but the image jumped again.
"Tell your people to take shelter," said the Jedi. "If you have warriors, now is the time."
More sputtering. Carr desperately held on to what he could. Everything was becoming fuzzier. His vision skipped in and out, went black for a second, then returned. The Pawan bowed to the Jedi, steadying himself with the same staff Carr was currently holding. As the port administrator turned to leave, Carr heard another figure ask him,
"Is he bringing additional warriors?"
Maiden responded,
"He didn't say,"
and crossed once more to the exiting Jedi in a conspiratorial fashion.
"Master Kenobi,"
he whispered as he approached his ship.
"General Grievous is a force to be reckoned with. Will you be bringing additional troops?"
The image of Kenobi flickered, and his voice went in and out. Carr tried to stay in the vision.
"Rest assured. Necessary arrangements. General Skywalker and I dueled with him. Planning accordingly."
The world around Carr sparkled and hummed. Reality went in and out of focus, trading places seamlessly with the psychic mirage of the Jedi Master from long before. He wanted to know more, wanted to stay in that world forever, surrounded by what he imagined were thousands of Jedi. But he also wanted to make sure he didn't faint or fall or break the staff that meant so much to the shopkeeper.
"Son, are you all right?"
"Carr? Carr, come on! Snap out of it!"
"Sir, do you require medical attention at this time? Here, sir."
RZ7's voice cut through the static.
"Let me help you sit down. There you go. That will do."
Carr allowed himself to be lowered to the floor.